Welcome everybody to 90 Fancy Fridays on a Monday. It's Monday, right? I'm losing track, but it's Hunt for Love night, and we're here with the whole gang for the first time in ages, including Coco and George and Gina and Captain Picard. So howdy, everyone.
Hey,
Hi.
hello.
Hey
Hello.
guys. How does it feel? We're all back in the same place at the
I
same
wish it
time.
was Friday so it could be more like
I do
a party.
too. I know the gang's all here.
The gang's all back together. It's weird.
Oh,
Reunited and it feels so good.
Coco, you missed my Liz dream on last episode.
Oh, you had I so ironic you say that. I had that dream. I had a threesome with Joe Biden and Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I saw
And then I woke up extremely wet. Like I still think of it now and I'm like, oh my God, you
He's the one
naughty
who missed
girl.
the dream. Not
Were you wet because you were tired from trying to resuscitate them?
Oh no, you know what? You know what? You know my ultimate fantasy is riding the face of an 85-year-old like man with his hands tied and I just like ride his face.
Oh my Lord.
Okay.
I would have said you were having a fever dream, but then that is your cup of tea.
Yeah. Avi,
She's
listen,
not
you
hallucinating
cannot
yet.
get me wetter than Clint Eastwood at age 92 and Joe Biden, okay? I'm sorry.
By the way, there was some idiot on Twitter, and then they're like, your podcast, there's too much chit chat, and then isn't that what a podcast is for? Like you
Yeah,
chat.
no shit.
Someone said that we chit chat too much. What would they rather us do? I'm just curious, because what do you do on a podcast other than chat?
Yeah, isn't that the point of the
Masturbate? I don't know.
podcast? Like what would they prefer that we do? Like, I'm just curious. I would
I
love to
probably
hear.
would rather hear
Well,
Coco
depending on
ride.
his age, the answer would be me.
She would rather hear Coco ride an 85-year-old's face, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, should we get into Hunt for Love?
Hunt for love.
So it was 2 hours again. I didn't realize that we were doing 2 hours every week. I thought the first one would be 2 hours and then we would convert over to 1 hour. So, well, how do y'all feel about a 2 hour Hunt for Love? Is it too much? Is it?
I think, yeah. I mean, if it's longer than a fucking Scorsese film,
Yeah, because then you have the 2 hours of the show and then an hour of between the sheets, so that's 3 hours.
yeah.
That's a 3 hour commitment, and I feel like none of us want to be in this committed relationship, right?
I mean,
No.
I refuse to watch Between the Sheets. I don't care if it's good or not.
Oh, I watched it. You didn't watch it?
I watched
No.
it. I let it run in the
So
background. I just
where have you
catch
been
it.
for the last hour and a
I've
half?
been posting things on Instagram.
Also, you were just posting. I thought that's where you were. I thought that's
No, I
all.
had. You know me. I gotta take the tweets and put them on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was.
Speaking of taking the tweets, you saw that guy stealing my shit and
Yeah, I saw
reposting it
that.
of his own?
Yeah, asshole.
Your Costco and change like Costco to another thing, right?
No, he kept it the same,
No,
just
it
like
was
that.
word. Yeah, it was word for word. He just copied and pasted her tweet. Didn't he also copy your photo too?
No, he put his photo.
But your caption.
Yeah, for my
That.
caption with the photo and everything.
See, that's the shit I don't like. That's the shit I don't like. Like, don't be stealing other people's content. If you're not creative, then you're not creative, but you
And
can't.
somebody was like, wait a minute, Picard just posted this. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh shit, that's my tweet. So I called him out on it and then I blocked him. And everybody started calling him out too and blocking him.
Oh, I should go and look and see if it's still there.
And that was a good tweet because it got, I saw your tweet, it got over like 100 likes already. Twitter.
Well, all of her tweets get over 100 likes. So that's the thing. Like, if you're gonna steal someone's tweets, you're gonna steal captains because they always do good. I'm gonna
I'm
go
sure,
back.
yeah.
I'm
I'm
gonna
sure if
go.
I go on Reddit, I'll find a bunch of my shit too.
Oh, yeah, they've been stealing.
Because I see a lot of retweets. A lot of retweets. When I look at the tweet number, it's a lot of retweets. So people are reposting my shit everywhere.
True. So let's talk about Elise and Rob tonight.
It's gone, Captain.
Okay.
They pressed him because it's gone.
So he must have disappeared into obscurity where he
Where
belongs.
he belongs.
Into the Twitter outer space.
So Elise Benson called out Rob tonight and said that they were FaceTiming and texting, and she said that she wasn't interested in anybody else on the entire island except for Rob. Now, in my experience, what you call that is a stage five clinger, right? That's the term that you use.
Stage 25.
She went so hard for somebody who didn't get to meet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I just like, it just comes off so pathetic, so fucking pathetic when you just like, you know what you, whether it's a man or a woman, it doesn't matter to me. But when you're just like almost to the point of obsession, it just makes you look like a complete buffoon.
Yeah, it's like the second episode and she's already... Yeah,
it could be editing. It could be the editing. I mean, sure, like, that's what they're supposed to do. But no one is it was just sad. It was like watching the quarterback go out with the girl who's part of the chess club, you know, and she just, like, literally will give him his lunch money. She'll do anything for his attention, is what it felt like.
She showed some receipts on Between the Sheets that they were in fact texting and talking till 2 o'clock in the morning, or talking for 2 hours.
Yeah, but they had met the day before though. Like, I've met people and then we talked like really heavy for like the first couple of days, but it didn't mean that we were engaged and we were exclusive.
No,
yeah,
like for her. It's a red flag when you're the person that makes Rob the Knob look amazing in comparison to you. So she was making him look good, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if it's editing or part of the script, but she came off like she was really thirsty. But then on Between the Sheets, she showed the text messages where he was inviting her to the shower in his room.
I mean, yeah, he wanted to bang her. That still doesn't mean you're exclusive. Like... She acts like she's new to the dating scene. Guys will text you and say, come to my hotel room.
She reminded me of Coco when she said she fucked some 55-year-old or so.
Okay, what is she, a fucking amateur? Is this amateur season, Shibuti? 55? 55? In what, dog years?
That's barely legal to Coco at this
point. I mean, that's just like, it's like, okay, I feel like I'm a pedophile at 55.
Yeah, that's like barely legal. Like, Coco wouldn't even touch that. Like,
no. Like, okay, maybe 85, sure. 95, yeah. 55, what is that?
That's like, what is that? Right? Like, Coco's like, I'm not a weirdo. You know, like
excuse me. No, George, I'm not a pedophile.
Right,
they're
not interested in kindergarten. Right.
Those are pedophile numbers for Coco.
Coco is like, if they can't collect Social Security retirement, it's not going to happen. Right?
She's like, if I can't change their diaper,
if they're almost 1 foot in the grave, it doesn't apply.
Can I just say, there's a man in my work that he's become like my work husband. I'm obsessed with him. The man looks like a Miami cocaine dealer in the 1970s. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
What does that look like? Because
does he have the Rocky stash?
Yes.
Oh no.
He just told me he's celebrating his 75th birthday. And I was just like, every time I see him, I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't like you.
Your immune system is weak from squirting too much at work.
Wait, this 75-year-old is still working?
Well, welcome to America, baby.
Jeez, that's awful. Our government really needs to fix this. Why are 75-year-olds working every day? This is crazy.
No, I know it is, but my point is, like, yeah, he looks like a Miami coke dealer from like 1972.
Wow. What did y'all think when Tim was in the hot tub with Jennifer?
Oh my Lord!
Oh, my God. That was
definitely producer done, because obviously there was there's no reason for them to be in the hot tub together, and I kind of feel like they're using this Tim and Jennifer thing as bait.
Yeah,
I really don't think that Jennifer really cares about Tim as much as she's leading on. Because it's been like, what, 7 years, I think they said.
Yeah.
And she's already, she was with Jesse, and now she was with someone else after Jesse. So it's like, I don't think that she really is invested in destroying Kim.
Well, what they're doing is they're rehashing the past for them. You know what I'm saying? They're bringing up shit that was said years ago or things that happened between them years ago to cause that kind of drama. Because he said she was a gold digger. She says he's a cuck. So they keep, you know, they're passing that information around to cause the drama between Tim and Jennifer. You know, somebody got to be a villain. So she stepped up for the part.
She actually went a little further in the preview after it went off, where she basically said that he liked men, because he was like, I have to keep sexuality and I like men. And she's like, well, you do. Like, she basically even took it a little further from the cuck situation.
Yes, she did that.
I'm just telling people what is true. She's like, you talk shit about me, so now I'm talking shit about you. And, you know, the way that he was acting and the way that he dressed, the way he wore his little towel tonight, none of this is helping his case, right?
You mean when he had his towel, like, over his titties?
Yeah, like when you come out the shower. But then on Between the Sheets, Rob is like, all you were missing was a little wrap around in your head and everything like that. So he plays into that whole scenario.
He put those, like, things under his eyes, and he put his, like, whatever the fuck
over. Those like moisturizers.
He definitely buys into it, and I think, and I'm seeing it a lot now, the way that he's so okay, because you know that they told him that his sexuality was going to be on the table when he signed up for the show, and if he really wasn't okay with it, he would have said, I'm going to pass on this.
Especially with Jennifer on there.
Right. Like, he knew. So it shows you that he's banking on this. Is he straight? Is he gay? Kind of like how Stevie is banking on the, is she bi? Is she bi?
He's kind of like a gay Glacier. He's like slowly buying into his gayness, like a gay ass.
Yeah, Chibuti, you didn't watch Between the Sheets when he told Rob that he was staring at his lips because they are kissable or something like that?
Yeah, Chibuti didn't watch it.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Guys.
So the new term that they're using now is called gay baiting. And I don't even know if
Tim is dating,
because in order to gay bait, you have to be straight and pretend to be gay. But I'm not 100% convinced that Tim is straight pretending to be gay. He gay baits so well. Sometimes I think that he just is gay and doesn't want people to know. But he's doing a horrible job at it, because we all know.
Well, I mean, I could see he just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go with this because this is what everybody thinks already. So why fight it anymore, you know?
I mean, at the end of the day, if he's gay, who cares? Like, I'm not going to think any different of him or less of him. I literally don't care. It's 2025. You can be gay, straight, bi, trans.
You know what it is? He's doing it like you guys said. He's doing it to play into that, you know, to make it the storyline to keep going. Because how many seasons have we all been playing the guessing game with Tim and his sexuality? Right. So that's kind of like his shtick. You know what I'm saying? The more he plays into, remember when he licked the penis lollipop?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, and then one day he dressed up in drag with the wig and everything. So I got, you know, this is my selling point.
The part that's like fucked up on his part is like he plays into it, so he's getting the paychecks, he's back on TV. But then if you like say something on, you know, social media that you're like, yeah, man, you're kind of gay, like then he gets all mad at you and shit.
Well, he didn't.
Penny was like, you need to like have boundaries or something, or was it Armando? One of them were like, you need to have boundaries, like. This is unacceptable.
Oh, it was Armando, because him and Kenny were taking it a little too far.
Exactly.
Because he was like, I know y'all are joking, but Armando's like, it's too far. Like, it's not a joke anymore. Now I'm bothered by it. Because even Armando said it. He's like, y'all are a little too gay together. You know, like, now I'm bothered by it.
Armando put a stop to that shit quick.
Well, yeah, because Armando was like...
But also, because it would be insulting if he is gay baiting, too. So think about that with Armando as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, gay baiting is not okay, because it's taking a culture and a lifestyle and kind of...
Exactly. And so maybe that's why Armando was like, you know, fucking stop.
If you're not gay, stop playing. You know?
Yeah,
it's like an appropriation of someone's lifestyle, and it's not an easy lifestyle. People that live the LGBTQ lifestyle had to do a lot of things to get.
Absolutely.
So it's not fair to take their struggle and take their hard work and determination and strength and make it something.
And their courage. You know how right. much courage it takes to come out. You know, people get a lot of shit over coming out, you know?
Yeah, and now it's more acceptable now, but back in the 60s, like the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s even, it was so taboo.
Yeah, it was. It was a terrible thing to be gay in the 80s. They were blaming AIDS on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's crazy too. Oh, so Usman wrote another song tonight. The lyrics, I'm going to recite the lyrics for you guys. I love you.
No, you got to sing them. You got to sing them. You can't recite them.
Yeah, you have to have the accent too.
You have to sing them too.
I just wanted to show you how deep his songwriting abilities were. The lyrics were, I love you, 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 I love you. And I was like, oh my God, he is a modern day.
he's a poet.
A baby face. Right? He's a modern day baby. Like, he took the words right out of my mind, right? Like,
the full lyrics were, I love you, I love you, I love you, Cassidy, I think.
Yeah, I love you, I love you, I love you, Cassidy. And then I love you, I love you, I love you, Cassidy.
Oh, okay, I forgot the words. See, it's crazy to me that he says he's a lyricist, he's a rapper, he composes music, and he continually shows that he's none of those things. Every time he showcases his talent, we're like, oh, so you don't really have any talent. Because like you, and that's kind of how his song for Lisa went too. Remember, it was only like four words.
No, the Lisa lyrics had a little more. Yeah, had a little bit more words to it.
I think it's like,
had at least a paragraph.
I'll be there for you, girl.
Baby girl.
What was it?
I'll be there for you. Everything you want, I go there for you.
I'll be there for you.
Everything you want, I go there for you.
Right now.
But do you see how it's just the same line over and over? That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. He takes one line and repeats it over and over. Even
what was the one that he wrote for Kim? well, he had one for Kim too.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that one. All I know is Baby Girl Lisa.
Yeah, the Baby Girl Lisa one was my favorite.
He did a super fan or something. He had a little jingle in there.
Yeah,
for Kim
he
too.
Did. I remember.
Oh my God! And I'm pretty sure it was one line that he said 45 times.
Yeah, it was like a little jingle. And then he did one for his ex girlfriend. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he found out. Oh my God, he did. You're right. Yeah. I remember.
He did a whole song for that one.
That's kind of only the Riz, all the Riz that he has. He writes a song for you. That's like all.
I don't think he's famous like he says in his country. I think that his money came from probably doing like opening gigs at clubs that nobody really, you know, and the 90 Day Fiancé stuff.
I mean, also, if he's doing 90 Day Fiancé and say the show pays $25,000 for a season, $25,000 in Nigeria
is like a billionaire.
Yeah. So if he did 3, 4, 5 seasons, you know, he's doing really well, and because they're paying him U.S. dollars.
I thought him and Colty were going to go at it today.
Well, he's been kind of fighting with everybody because him and Chantel had a moment tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chantel, I mean, I'm kind of annoyed with Chantel.
How are you going to do jujitsu with them giant ass watermelons?
You can't even lift your arm with those titties.
That's what I was wondering. How can you hold up those titties and literally do anything?
There's nothing. There's no physical activity in Chantel's life right now.
Unless it's sumo wrestling.
There's no actual physical activity in her life right now.
What?
Gina.
She needs to reevaluate those statements because.
Well, are we team Chantel or team Usman? Because Chantel called Usman a scammer based on information that she saw online, and you know, I always say you can't call somebody something that
you got to say allegedly.
Right,
we're team Usman.
So we're Team Usman. So
we're Team Usman.
Using that word, you know, you need proof that they scam somebody.
And especially if he's trying to get it on with a girl, you're going to be like, oh, don't mess with him. He's a scammer. you know, you can't tell somebody that's hooking up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's cock blocking, basically.
Yeah, that's a cock block. But then it turns out he was interested in Chantel, too.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that he was interested in Chantel because I don't think it's a smart thing to do is say, I will punch you in your face. Is something that you would say to a girl that you're...
Well, he didn't say that. Let's be clear. He said, if you were a man, I would have punched you in the face.
But we know that Chantel isn't a man.
Yeah, but he told her very clearly, if you were a man, he never threatened to punch her in the face.
Oh, because she took it as he was going
to punch because she wanted to run with that. But everybody clarified it for her that he clearly said, if you were a man, and he said it too. He told her, I would never touch a woman. I would never put my hands on a woman. If you were a man, that'd be different.
But how many times has this man had word vomit and has shit thrown in his face?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's got drinks thrown at him.
Yeah, he's been through the ringer.
Well, by the way, did you know there were Mexican raccoons?
What?
No,
that's the most random shit you've ever said on the show.
Hello, super fans. It was a reference to tonight's episode, though.
Yeah. I said something about a raccoon. Their mom said, oh my god, how could they be out there with raccoons?
No, there's this there when I don't know if it was Tiffany or Jennifer, when they're walking, they had to avoid running into a Mexican raccoon.
I thought they were referring to a chupacabra.
So I'm just curious if the Mexican raccoons are as friendly as North American raccoons.
North American raccoons are like terrifying.
They're vultures.
Assholes, and they'll chase you for like.
Yeah, months. I don't know any friendly raccoons. They are like always trying to give you rabies. So like, I don't know what you mean.
I used to have a pet raccoon. Well, at least I thought he was a pet raccoon. I used to feed him at night. Until he brought like his entire family, and like every day they would scratch on my door, like wanting food.
Did you see
and then if I didn't give it to them, they would hiss at me.
Sorry to derail the show. Did you see the photo of the raccoon with a crack pipe?
In the lady's car.
Yeah.
That the police pulled her over, and the raccoon was trying to grab the crack. Was trying to smoke the crack pipe.
What? I didn't see that.
Let's get back to Huffell, but I'll post the photo.
Yeah.
Let's see all the photo of the crack pipe raccoon if y'all want.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that because I didn't see it.
Yeah. So I think they should incorporate more of the singles, that the random singles. They have a lot of pretty attractive women, you know, also in men. That they have brought on the show and they're not interacting with them. I mean, it could be early in the season, but
no, the better giving me gay vibes.
Yeah, the Cole looks questionable.
So okay, so
oh, yeah, Cole does seem a little gay.
He just seems a little questionable.
The gaydar.
He seems a little something.
So I tweeted out, I was like, there's zero chance that there hasn't been a dick in Cole's mouth at some point. And guys, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing
No, wrong with that. No, there's not.
Selling.
Allegedly.
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 If he's selling that he's only into women and he only has sex with women.
No.
He's gotta be out of his fucking mind.
No, he's doing the straight thing for the show. But he's
not doing it well, Captain.
I know
it's not doing it well.
It's hard to stay in character for some
reason. Another Tim.
It's hard to stay in character.
Maybe he's a plant to hook up with Tim or something.
Did you see the camisole that he was wearing tonight?
That would be awesome.
He was wearing clothes tonight. That's nice.
It was like a little camisole. It was like a little shirt with little drawstrings around the titties.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sir. Where did you get that woman's blouse that you're
straight? that one V tank top.
Yes. I was like, but you're telling us that you're straight, like straight and narrow, and I'm just not buying it.
You can see the way he talks. You know, like he's like so dainty and whoa. You can tell. And the head movements, right away he starts moving his head all over the place.
The first thing, because I've spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, the first thing I'll do is give all guys the benefit of a doubt. Because Los Angeles men are very, very
metro.
Yeah, they're very feminine. So I was like, well, I gotta give him the benefit of a doubt because he said he was from somewhere in California. And then as I kept watching, and then Jennifer said it tonight at the end on the preview where
she thought he was bi. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, ain't no way that he's just only going one way on this road. He's definitely going both ways.
Yeah, yeah, he's crossing the double line.
We're talking about Cole?
Yeah, yeah. The one that Jennifer likes.
Okay.
He's just too pretty and too elegant and too...
too dainty.
Yes.
Fragile.
The way that you're in that woman's blouse, it was just a lot. But again, nothing wrong with that. Nobody's mad that he's bi. We're a little mad that he's not telling everybody, because I feel like you should tell people if you're bi when you're going into a relationship. They should know that, you know.
Yeah, you definitely should know.
Right? They should know if their competition has a penis, vagina, or both. Like,
whatever.
Bear, right?
Or nothing. Bear. Or bear, like a Ken doll.
Yeah, and he's wearing the pirate shirt.
Yeah, that's the Jack Sparrow pirate shirt. That's a better descriptor. Thank you, Shibuti. I couldn't get it out. I wanted to call
That's what Rob called him. Rob said he looks like Jack Sparrow, you know, with that shirt, or just shaking without, you know, with that 5 o'clock shadow, like a pirate. The shirt was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they've observed him already, so I think there's, you know, other attractive guys there too. The guy with the guy Edwin with the braids, I think he's hot.
But he doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, but he doesn't have personality. He didn't get any camera time tonight. Yeah. I think Carlo got some camera time with Tiffany tonight, and they did their little mock, you know, when they did the mock flirting. And he actually asked Tiffany out on a date during flirting, but then he actually followed through and they went out, and Tiffany was like, oh, I like this guy. And I was like, you do? Why? Like, I was very confused. But
well, you can't question Tiffany's taste. We've seen Ron.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong.
We've seen what she went to South Africa for and had a baby.
When you got a track record, you know, we can't be surprised at people's track record, right?
I thought her and Rob have pretty good chemistry on Between the Sheets. That would be a cute couple. Tiffany and Rob.
Oh yeah, they were very flirty. Did you catch the flirtiness?
Yes, I thought they had good chemistry.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I was like, she better not bang Rob, right? Like, no, don't do that. Don't
I mean,
do that.
They kind of make sense though.
I mean, they do, but it's not me, so I'm hating, right?
I'm definitely hating. Yeah, like if Liz got with Rob, I would puke in a bag.
Right? We got to hate her. We got to cock block that situation out of existence, Shibuya. Like, no, that is not the right person for her at all, even though...
Well, you both know all TLC got to do is write the right check.
Mm. I mean, yeah, but
they make it happen.
They would have cute kids, but no, don't do it. Don't do it, please.
Well, she I don't know. She goes for a different type, like a dull, I don't know, the type of person she likes.
I thought Tiffany was into, like, Italian dudes. So when I saw her, like, doing that over Rob, I was a little confused. Because I was like, oh, I thought you had a type, but maybe you really don't. Maybe the more douchey the guy is, the more he is attractive. Because I was like, at first I thought they looked a certain way, but now I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Tiffany is like a, like, is she, I'm talking about like present day now, 2025 Tiffany. Do you think she's like a star fucker, meaning like she's more likely to hook up with like a celebrity than like a regular person?
No, she looks more like a down to earth person. I mean, look at Ronald, and we thought that was fake, and it turned out to be real.
Well, no, but I disagree. I feel like 2025 Tiffany, if you have when I say celebrity, I should like add caveats to it. Like, if, I mean, like, if even including like internet celebrities, or if you have like a little bit of clout.
Well, I feel like you should go. I don't know how much of this I should be saying. I do know there was a point in time years ago when I was interested in her, and I brought it up, and she was in a relationship with a guy that played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna go.
Damn, George, you shot your shot.
Well, I waited too long, actually. But she was in a relationship with a guy who played basketball, and then when she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm dating someone now," and I was like, "Oh, that's my fault because I fumbled on the play." But then when I realized that she was dating a basketball player, I was like, "Well, she probably wouldn't want to talk to somebody, you know, who's not in the NBA." So I was like, "So maybe," but I don't, like you said, I don't know that relationship didn't last a super long time, so I don't know if she would date a normal person. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
Go
I
on
don't
to
know.
try now and shoot your shot.
I feel like 2025 Tiffany, you have to have like a little bit of fame or
Well,
something.
she got the whole weight loss thing, so she's more confident now.
She also has like over 500,000 followers on social media. So
Yeah, she's very confident. She's a very pretty girl too.
yeah, she's hot. She's hot. And she don't gotta date no loser. She really doesn't. It's
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, right now she's the prettiest one on the show, and that says a lot, you know, because you got
I
that fake
agree with you.
supermodel and all those people there. But I think she's a natural beauty.
Yeah, I agree with you. I used to think Chantel was really beautiful, but now the way that she,
Chantel was very pretty.
yeah, but the puffy body that she's created, I don't know. In the face,
Yeah, I don't
though,
know
I
what
will say,
direction.
in the face, she's still a very beautiful girl, but
Yeah,
the way that
but
she did her body, it's she almost looks like she was lab grown, almost like nothing.
do
Nothing looks right. Everything is disproportionate and out of control.
you know that my nephew actually started watching the 90 Day Fiancé franchise because of Chantel? My nephews used to watch it, and
Oh, Lord. Now he's probably disappointed.
when I showed him a picture of Chantel, he was like, "No." He
Yeah.
said he stopped watching. He fell off and stopped watching a couple seasons, and then after that, then when I saw him again, I was like, "Look at your girl, Chantel," because she's out coming on a new show, Hunt for Love. And he was like, "Let me see, let me see." And he says, "Oh no, what happened?" I was like, "Well, you know, people get older. People get older, gain weight, lose weight." He's like, no, she did something to her face.
No, yeah, it's everything is puffy and bloated and different. It
Fillers.
looks
Fillers gone
like
wrong.
she lab grown. Like nothing looks natural anymore. And those boobs are three times bigger than when we first met her.
Yeah.
They're so much bigger. And I love big boobs, but those are just like disproportionately
They
big.
make her look matronly.
Like,
Yes.
I think she got the giant knockers to like distract you from her birthmark that she had an insecurity about.
Well, she took that off.
She got it removed though.
Yeah,
She
got
had
that removed.
the big titties before she got it removed, right?
Yeah, she
Oh,
had the
the big titties, so you don't notice her birthmarks because you're just.
No, she had the
No,
big titties before she had it removed because I was on diaries.
that's what I'm saying. Like she got the big tits
well,
before she got it removed because as a guy, you're just gonna look at her tits. You're not gonna look at her
they
birthmark.
look bigger now than they were on Diaries. I'm just gonna be real with you.
Yeah, they
Because she's
do. They
also
do.
chunkier now too.
Yes,
Sorry,
and
no
she
offense.
definitely.
She's got bigger, so her boobs are gonna get
Yes, she
bigger.
definitely, from diaries to now, she did put on a couple pounds. She
It
did.
says that Chantel looks like she ate the old Chantel. That's
she should really consider taking a, you know, taking them things down a couple notches.
Well, she's gonna have to. In 10 years, she's gonna have to get a reduction, or she's not gonna be able to walk, or she's gonna need a walker, or
That
She
has to hurt
won't.
her
She's gonna
back.
have major back problems.
Yeah, she'll be a hunchback at some point.
And she's already, her posture's already fucking up.
They're too big, and I don't know why women go like Jasmine. She went huge, but she didn't go Chantel huge. Even Jasmine's are too big for her body, but
Well, you know what it is? It depends on your frame, George, because Chantel has a bigger frame than Jasmine. So Chantel's will look bigger, you know?
oh, that's true.
Jasmine is a frail little thing, so
Yeah,
Jasmine don't,
Jasmine
you
is
know.
like Jasmine's more petite with huge knockers,
And
as
Chantel is
Chantel
full
has
figure.
gotten bigger. Yeah, oh, exactly.
She's full figured, so.
Yeah, Jasmine is like a skeleton with skin. You're right. And oh wait, Elena says Chantel kind of looks like an offensive lineman. She kind of does, guys. Like,
My
no,
God. But you know what? To add insult to injury, you know, they call me the wig police. That wig is doing nothing for her. Absolutely nothing for
oh
her.
no, it looks like she got it from Temu.
Yeah, the wig looks terrible, terrible, terrible.
But
What is
wait,
the
but speaking.
what's the recurring theme with bad wigs on the show? It's like the women are only allowed to wear bad wigs. Have y'all noticed that?
Oh man.
Like Aaliyah? No, but
Aaliyah's wig was terrible.
Aaliyah, Mina, Sophie. It's like it's a recurring theme. The wigs. It's like when.
I wonder if they make them wear, they have a room full of wigs, and they tell them, "You're gonna wear this one for this season."
Because it's
For
gonna
the
get
whole
better.
fucking season, you're gonna wear this wig.
We went to Party City and went into their clearance section, and this is what we found.
You have to wear this wig, or we're gonna terminate your contract.
And then speaking of linebackers, I guess every episode we're gonna have to see like Colty nude in his.
Oh, I saw that, and me. I was like looking to see if you had posted anything.
Don't remind me of that, George.
I'm like, come on, I need to see something.
I posted it. Did you see mine?
No, Shabuti did post it. He did.
Yeah,
that was last week. But again,
he posted this week too.
Oh, this week too.
Yeah, it's every week, and they showed Tim. Putting bags on his feet before he went to bed.
Those are to remove dead skin, and you're not supposed to do it all the time. You're only supposed to do it like once every 6 months or something.
Oh, I'd never seen that before. So you tie a garbage bag around your foot and you go to bed?
No, it's like a foot mask, right? So you put it on, you leave it on there for like 20 minutes, and then you scrub it off. And then throughout like a few days after, your skin on your foot starts to peel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, why would he do that like in the middle of Mexico though?
I don't know. That's why my comment said, why did he, on JLP, he's like, why is he doing this? Why wouldn't he do this prior before Mexico?
Yeah, no.
I feel like he does weird stuff on camera to fuel the rumors.
Shock factor.
We spoke about that. We spoke about what he does to bait people. He's like, watch when like when he sucked that dick lollipop. He was like, I know the internet is gonna go crazy with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what they call those in the porn industry? God, no cap. You know, gay for pay.
Gay for pay. Yeah.
And then obviously, like Robin Knob was all, he's like, yeah, I know what a fluffer is.
Of course, he knows what a fluffer is.
What is he? Of course, he does. I was like, what do you know about a fluffer?
Listen, and I posted before Between the Sheets, I posted about the fluffer situation on Rob. It's somewhere in there. And that was before seeing Between the Sheets. I was like, and I put a picture of a film crew. I was like, we know you know about fluffer. And I put a film crew because you're not gonna tell me talking about those were fake the Sophie had fake receipts, sir. We've seen the pictures.
Sophie's not lying. We saw the photos.
The internet is a real place.
Yeah. That's why Tim is so enthralled by Rob after he saw the photos.
I know you saw him. He was like, you know, I feel like hiding my chest with all these men here with these six packs and hard bodies. I was like, oh, shit. He's hiding his heart.
He always notices an attractive man. Oh, I don't think I told y'all this. So the other last week when I was tweeting about the show, I tweeted that I was like, Tim, it's not helping your cause, because he was sitting next to Rob on the Between the Sheets couch. And he was like, it doesn't help that I'm sitting next to this really attractive guy named Rob with a good body. That's what Tim said. And I was like, Tim, you're not helping your case with statements like that. And you know, this man tweeted me back and was like, the problem is people like you who can't just admit when a man is good looking. And I was like, sir, the problem is you keep saying that you're straight, but the only thing I hear you talk about is how sexy men are. That's the issue. There's nothing wrong with it, but you're counterproductive to your own narrative.
To your own cause.
Right.
He gay baits and then he lashes out at you on social media.
Yeah, he'll talk shit, but he'll turn off his comments.
Yes, and he kept tweeting me that first episode. This week, I didn't hear from him. But
at least he didn't block you.
No, he didn't block me.
Oh, he blocked JLP. He blocked JLP.
Wait, he blocked you? Why?
Because he can't handle the truth.
I was pretty mean, though, because I also tweeted something about him watching muscular strippers. What did I say? Schlonging around his face. And he tweeted back and was like, why don't you just keep watching the season and stop worrying about one thing you heard in the first episode? And I was like, well, did you have a schlong in your face? And then he didn't reply.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why do you keep tweeting out of all the thousands of people? Can I live? Can I live, sir? Can I just say,
listen,
what I say?
He knows whose podcasts and whose tweets are most popular, so he has to go in. I don't know why he blocked Shabuti and myself. I never really
I don't understand why he blocked y'all either, but left me out there to learn.
I don't know why he blocked JLP. As far as me, I don't even know, like, It may have been a thing where I block. I know at some point I block him and Veronica because they both annoyed me. So I might have beat them to the punch.
Well, he blocked me. I guess I'm guilty by association.
Oh my God, that's crazy! I know that Veronica messaged me before.
I caught a stray off Shibuti.
Caught a stray. Oh my god, you caught
I caught a stray off Shibuti and might have got blocked because he don't know who the hell I am.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, he just blocked you right off the bat. He was going back and forth with me for a while and still didn't block.
Well, he definitely might have seen my tweets. I'm sure these people sit down and go through the tweets every Friday or whenever the show posts or airs. They sit down and they go through the tweets like with a fine tooth comb.
Veronica season was on. She was going through the tweets and she didn't say nothing to me. She screenshotted the tweet and sent it to my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then my best friend just, you know, sent it to me because what the fuck? And then so I was like, what the hell? So I was like, what's her problem? And then she was like, she messaged my friend and was like, why does he have to be talking shit about me? I thought we were all in the same friend group. And I was like, how are we in the same friend group? I was like, you know, people that I know, that doesn't make us friends. So then she messages me and she's like, you're just so mean. Like, you always have something negative to say. And I was like, if you don't like it, block or continue scrolling, ma'am. I was like, I didn't text you or I didn't tag you in nothing. I was like, why are you so butthurt over it? Because I was like, I'm not the only person on the internet last time I checked. There's a whole bunch of other people talking shit too.
And she, that's such a 90-day community move is like, what they'll do is screen, like if I make a joke or something, they'll screenshot it and then they'll send it to people to like up. It's just like it's never like a direct thing. They always like
It's like they're telling on you.
Yeah,
they send it. They send it to people. Send it to other podcasts. To send it to other people. To post it or send it directly to the person. Or sometimes the person just screenshots it themselves and is saving them in a binder.
Yeah, for a later date. Yeah, for a later date when they want to get back.
Yeah, for someday they're gonna, when the show is over, they're gonna seek us out. It's crazy how people operate on the internet.
Even though we all, you know, dedicate a lot of time to this, at least we're being productive. There's a lot of people that dedicate a lot of time to being unproductive shitheads.
Yeah, being hateful and stuff, saying derogatory hate shit. We just make jokes.
It's funny. I know this is entertainment. We're not out here to hurt nobody's feelings or drive them into depression. We're just making memes out of the content that you already gave us. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, you put your, like a lot of times people.
You're putting yourself out there. Yeah. You know?
People come on the show and then you make a comment and then you get the warriors that are like, oh, why are you saying that? You know, you're body shaming, you're doing this, you're doing that. And like when you sign a contract to come on television, you got to know the consequences of what that's going to lead to.
Yeah. Go on. Your best wig and your best clothes or we will come for you.
You can't expect that everybody's going to think you're a nice person and you know, shower you with praise. There are negative people that are going to be in your comments.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to bring up tonight, a lot of the guys were falling into the hot tub. And I just wanted to bring up that because Tim fell and I think Rob almost fell. I have also fallen into a hot tub. So I was going to ask people and on the panel, have you ever tried to get into the hot tub and you fell in?
No.
So it's just me?
Yeah, I usually hold on to the rails.
I'm thinking it was mostly the guys because they weren't paying attention to what the face looked like. They're paying attention with the boobs. So that's why they were tripping.
Oh, so they were maybe that was it. Because I've stepped into a hot tub before and immediately fell underwater because I just fell in. And you know me, I can't swim. So I was then drowning
in the hot tub. And then bubbling. You were like a boiling rabbit just bubbling
drowning underwater. And then the other people in the hot tub had to bring me out and
oh my god! Imagine drowning in a hot tub.
Was it a heart shaped hot tub?
No, it was a square shaped hot tub, and the floor. And Gina, let me just be real with you: the floor is really hard. When you hit the bottom of that hot tub, it hurts.
It's tile. I usually hold on to the rails if I'm going to the pool or if I'm going to the hot tub. I hold on to the rails with my old ass because the last thing is to fall into the hot tub and piss myself for some
Are
shit.
You sure, George, there was no titty action that kept left you distracted and you just fell?
I don't remember. This was a near death experience for me, Gina. I don't remember all of the details surrounding it, but I just remember I stepped in and my foot went up in the air and my head was underwater and I thought I was dead.
Imagine your final destination being a hot tub.
Yes, I'm surprised that I didn't bring like a hairdryer in there with me. It was like straight out of a final destination.
Or a shark came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
and no one filmed that, so we can laugh at that now, George.
By the way, let's do like 5 more minutes and then end it.
Okay, it's already 12.
Yeah.
So who else did we not cover?
We didn't really talk about. Well, I know Rob started flirting with Jen, and then
but we knew that was coming because
you called it.
Yeah, we know they eventually bang. So.
Oh, also, did y'all notice, this caught me tonight when I was watching, that there's no one interested in Usman? Because Courtney's like, you know, whatever. But, like, you know how Usman says he has all these super fans, and he always says online how there's always women begging to be with him? Since he's been on the island, there's all these people on this island, and nobody is trying to get
him. That's what I'm saying. There's so many other women there that they brought, and nobody's interacting with anybody
at
else.
All. I forgot he was even on this episode until they showed him tonight.
They didn't send him with his best look, to be honest.
He does.
But he's also not interacting with these other singles. Like, they don't know him.
Like, that might be part of his
script. He's staying with the bubble.
Yeah, but Gina, he looks kind of shitty. The beard and the braids.
By the way, I'm annoyed that we haven't even like heard her speak one word. Like Shelby? Dr. Shelby hasn't said one word on the show yet.
Wait, she was on the TV?
Did you see her? I didn't even see her.
I posted a screenshot of her, but...
Wait, you saw her?
Wait, where?
Check my Twitter if you want to see her photo. But
I'm looking now because I was waiting for her to show up.
Who's Dr. Shelby?
But she didn't say any words, though.
Imagine getting fired from your job to be on a TV show that you're not even on.
You're an extra on.
Right? That is embarrassing. Okay, I'm on your Twitter. I'm looking.
Just scroll down. But she's sitting next to Colty during one of the dating scenes, the speed dating.
All right, scrolling.
Anyway, so she had made a physical appearance, but she's still yet to say a word.
That's what I'm thinking. The season is still young, so maybe they're going to incorporate all these other people.
Oh my God, I see her.
Yeah.
No way, and no offense, but she looks like a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't look like a hoe. She should have stuck with her day job.
Yeah, she's like, she ruined her life to be.
Yeah, she ruined her life, and she's not even gonna be the hottest hoe in.
At least Elise might have. Let's say she ruined her life. At least she's like the star, but ruined her life isn't even. Nobody knows who the fuck she is.
This chick has doctor in her name. What is she doing? Trying to be a hoe, and she's not even the hottest hoe in the hoe house. She should have stuck with her job. She was doing way better. She was doing way better doing what she was doing.
People do crazy shit to be. You know,
anytime we talk about this. Anytime we talk about her, she listens with a fine tooth comb. So, hi, Dr. Shelby.
Oh, hi, Dr. Shelby. How are you? How are things going?
I don't know who you are, but hi.
Usman is trending on Twitter right now, at least here in Canada. 8,979 posts.
Why? What? Oh, yeah. He wasn't even really on the show because I forgot he was even there until they showed a little in the moment video with him. And I was like, oh, yeah, Usman is there because no one's talking to him. No one's interacting with none of the women, because you know how Kim and Lisa, they were like fawning over him. They were like so excited. None of the women reacted to him that way.
You got to remember Kim and Lisa were way older than these women that are on this resort.
Mm-hmm.
These are young women, so they're looking for, you know, hot, tight young bodies and sexy men. Those braids and that beard are doing absolutely nothing for him.
He actually looks much older than he is.
Exactly. He should have came there clean shaven with that tooth that he needs to replace and his nice haircut, and he would have pulled in some babes, because he's not an ugly guy.
He didn't put his best look forward.
No. Oh, he looks like an employee at the resort.
That one screenshot I posted, that was like Usman with a green screen, right? In the interview section. I did like a tweet.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was a green screen. Yeah, you're right. I could see it. Oh, Lana is right. Usman is trying to sabotage Courtney, so she'll have to be with him. I see that. I feel like Usman has noticed that nobody wants him, so now he's trying to do damage control with Courtney. Because
Well, he already fished in that pond, so
yeah,
he's stupid.
I don't think he wants to walk away like with no one. I think he wants it to look like somebody wants him. So he was like, well, since none of the other people are showing interest, I gotta salvage something with Courtney so I don't look like a loser at the end of this season.
But we all know what happens is, yeah. So initially it's Courtney and
Faulty.
Usman. Well, initially it's like Colty and Usman are like they're together a little bit. And then ultimately Courtney goes with Colty, and then Colty gets injured and then has to leave the show. And then after the show ends, basically Colty does his rehabilitation at Courtney's house in Orlando. And then he ships back off to like Mexico and Brazil and whatever with his Latinas. So that's the whole storyline with Colty.
Oh, Lord.
But that's beyond the show. That's just knowing the Shibuti. Anyway, it's at 12:06 p.m.
All right, guys. Whatever you want to do.
Well, yeah, we're not all retired, so we gotta work tomorrow. True. So anyway, George, anything else you want to say?
No, I think we covered it all. I think we talked about all of the stuff that happened tonight, and yeah, and I just wanted to say that I'm thoroughly entertained with this show because season 11 of OG 90 Day, I'm not entertained. This season is giving me what the other season is not. So I'm pleasantly surprised at what we're getting.
Yeah.
I'm going to see because last week's episode didn't have the editors or anything like that at the end. I'm going to see if this week's episode on Hunt for Love will actually show who's the editors for this season, and we can do a comparison with the OG season 11.
True. My final thought is to co-sign what George said. The way I know if the like episode or the season is good or not is like because when I watch season 11, I just kind of like get behind on the live episode because I either pause it, check my phone, and then I get behind. So it takes me like super long to finish. But if I'm entertained, I don't get behind on the queue, like the DVR queue. So I'm almost watching like live up to date. So this one I'm able to stay up to date most for the most part. So that's how I know I'm entertained.
Yeah, and you don't really feel the 2 hours, you know, because aside from the 70 million commercials in between, the show is actually entertaining, so you don't notice the 2 hours.
True. So I guess that's it for the show.
All right, good night, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week.
We'll try to catch up with you, Lana, like maybe next Friday, hopefully, if you're around, since it's late on a school night, so we got to end it. But all right, well, I'll do my little cheesy sign off. Thank you for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a
It's a
Monday.
Peace out.
Peace
Good
out,
night,
everybody.
guys.
Night.